Back now with Day to Day. What does a guitar have in common with a pool cue? And a baseball bat? They're all commonly made out of ash. And as Celeste Headley reports, millions of ash trees are being killed by a tiny green bug.
We're not talking about the death of a few trees, or even a few thousand trees. This bug is an ecological serial killer of epic proportions.
Well, I think there's very real possibility of extinction. It's already killed 100% of the ash trees in forests near Detroit.
Dan Herms is a professor of entomology at Ohio State University. He's talking about a tiny, shiny, metallic green insect called the emerald ash borer. It's an interloper from Asia that was found near Detroit in 2002. It's killed more than 30 million ash trees in Michigan alone, with tens of millions more lost in Ohio and Indiana.
As it spreads and kills these trees, it'll have devastating, staggering economic impacts.
Here's what happens. The emerald ash borer lays its eggs inside the trees. The larvae feed voraciously on the inner bark. That's where all the nutrients are that the tree needs to survive. Get enough hungry larvae inside a tree, and the tree dies.
You can see the fresh cut there, and then the logs down at the end of the block.
Christopher Canning is pointing out stumps on both sides of the street in Wilmette, Illinois.
So this block probably lost, I would estimate, somewhere between 8 and 10 trees.
Canning is the president of this little village, and he's in the unfortunate position of having to pull down thousands of ash trees that are infested with EAB.
The entire budget over 5 years is $2.5 million, and that includes hiring a forester dedicated just to emerald ash borer efforts.
That forester is Jennifer Statz.
Nobody who works as a municipal arborist wants to knock on someone's door and say, "We are taking down your tree."
But the village of Wilmette, only 5 miles wide and 1 mile long, could lose up to 11,000 trees over the next few years. That's a lot of stumps. And although the city is planting new trees, it'll be years before the streets look the same.
A lot of residents laugh. They've been living in the community for about 40 years, and they all say, "Well, I won't be here to see this tree when it's done, but I will water it so it looks nice for somebody else."
I thought it wouldn't do that much damage because it was small, but it turned out it did a lot of damage.
Third grader John Fox plays on a little league team in Wilmette. He and his teammates have received a number of wooden bats made from dead ash trees that once towered above the city streets. Tom Royce is the owner of Bats by Buck, and he's manufactured dozens of wood bats from the trees of Wilmette.
All over the place. They were burning, cutting these trees down and burning them because of this beetle. I don't know what that quality was, but in my thought processes, it's a shame to destroy products, destroy wood.
The kids say they're glad to have the bats, but it bothers them a little that so many trees had to die to provide the wood. Christopher Canning's son, Chris, says his dad even had to cut down the trees near his house.
Actually, some of the trees were in my backyard, but yeah it feels kind of weird because all the trees came down and we actually had a tire swing.
Take the North Line train south and you'll see even more stumps, even more gaps in the skyline above Chicago's parkways. Chicago has been infested with the emerald ash borer for about 6 years. Edith Macra is with the Morton Arboretum just outside Chicago.
So we were the ones that actually did the survey to find out how many ash trees we have in the Chicagoland area. So in terms of communicating why you should care, we found out that one in five trees in the Chicagoland area are ash trees.
I want you to stop what you're doing right now and look out the window if you can. Count the trees you see and try to imagine the landscape if one out of every five were gone. And then imagine the wildlife that lives in those trees, the shade they provide to homes and businesses in the summer. And remember, it'll take decades for another tree to reach maturity in those newly vacant spots. Getting the picture?
The one scary thing about this particular pest is that it has the ability to affect the entire genus.
And that's why some biologists are mentioning the word extinction when they talk about EAB. This bug kills every type of ash tree, healthy or weak, young or old. Scientists aren't sure they can find a solution to the problem before these bugs spread across North America.
And as the population in Michigan is getting larger, the infestation is spreading faster and faster, and it's spreading now at about a rate of 15 to 20 miles a year, at least in terms that that's how fast the dead trees are spreading.
Dan Herm says emerald ash borers aren't actually a pest in their native Asia.
And that's because it does have natural enemies, and it's also because ash trees in Asia are naturally resistant.
Woodpeckers eat the bugs, but they can't keep up. So the Department of Agriculture is experimenting with a tiny stingless wasp, common in China, that lays its eggs inside the larva of the ash borer.
And so they feed on the internal organs of the emerald ash borer and then emerge to disperse and reproduce. So you can kind of think of Alien, if you remember the movie.
But Edith Macra says biocontrols are notoriously unpredictable.
Most of them have gotten out of control, so that hasn't really gone well.
Who knows if these wasps will thrive and what impact they'll have on other native species. Another idea is to crossbreed American ash trees with Chinese trees that have a natural resistance to the pest. But that'll take a minimum of 5 to 10 years, and no one's sure how far the bug will have spread by that time. Warren Ghosh of the Illinois Department of Agriculture says Americans apparently didn't learn their lesson after Dutch elm disease wiped out more than 70 million trees in the 1950s and 60s. We again replanted too many of the same kind of tree.
That's, I think, perhaps one of the saddest tragedies about this whole situation. What did we do, especially in our urban areas? We replaced these beautiful tree-lined streets of elm trees with ash. And so now here we are experiencing the same kind of catastrophe.
It took 20 years to find and distribute a tree that was resistant to Dutch elm disease. Scientists aren't sure they have that long to stop the emerald ash borer before it spreads from coast to coast. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headlee in Detroit.